Amy, a resident of the Northern Berkshires, is married to a veteran who served in Iraq from 2005 to 2006 and was redeployed for Afghanistan from 2010 to 2011. Amy, who asked to keep her last name anonymous, said that when her husband returned from the war the first time in 2006, she noticed his behavior had changed.
He would get irritable at times, and, you know, there were times where he was just not really himself. You could tell something was wrong. He would be thinking about things that happened over there, not really say anything to me.
It was later that Amy realized her husband was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, commonly known as PTSD. Since Amy's husband returned from Afghanistan in 2010, she noticed he's changed more, and it's starting to affect her family.
He has more of a temper, I guess you could say. He's more irritable, little things set him off, and for me, it's just, you kind of have to know where, you know, what's going to set him off, or if he does start, you know, getting upset with the little things, it's, you got to go somewhere else, because I can't deal with that, and I don't want the kids having to deal with all of that.
Amy revealed that her children have reacted to their father being more distant and not paying them as much attention as before. But she said her husband would not open up to her about his experiences, but would go to other veterans.
When he would be around other military members, you know, they would talk and, you know, relive things that happened over there. And I'd catch part of that, but for him to talk to me, it was completely different. We kind of like just avoided the whole thing.
Rebecca Litchfield, an advocate with the National Veterans Legal Services Program, headquartered in Washington, D.C., and a volunteer at the Veterans Service Office in North Adams, cited a study called the Olsen's Circumplex Model that shows that families with close relationships are more likely to be affected by living with a veteran family member suffering from conditions including PTSD.
60% of the families that were not well-structured were affected, and then 70% of the families that were well-structured were affected. The number is higher because the families that are well-structured, when they're handled something like this, they actually don't know how to deal with it.
Together with Catherine McCarthy, Litchfield founded the Berkshire Veterans Program's Women in Need of Services Support Group. The WINS program is designed to support the spouses and children of veterans, including Amy, who attended. But co-founder Catherine McCarthy said that since the first meeting in September, attendance has been minimal.
And so it's difficult for a woman to be able to come to a support group when their husband won't admit that they have that, and I think they're afraid to say, well, I need help anyway.
Amy said that living in a rural area in the Berkshires outside of the struggling WINS program, it's difficult for her to find more support for herself and her family.
We're not near a base, so we don't have the help that you could get from a base, you know, the support or whatever. And, you know, out here, it's like we're kind of all on our own.
And Rebecca Litchfield is aware of the issue of military families dealing with PTSD in rural western Massachusetts having difficulty finding support.
From Springfield to the west of Massachusetts, there's nothing because we're small little towns.
And Catherine McCarthy, who is seeking to share her own experiences of living with her ex-husband, a veteran of the Vietnam War, suffering from PTSD, says that it's crucial that military spouses and family members educate themselves about the signs of post-traumatic stress disorder.
They can, you know, go on the computer, Google it, get a book, read about it, see if that's exactly what's going on in your family. And then seek counseling, even if your partner does not believe that they have that. If you can see the signs, seek counseling for yourself, because you need to protect yourself and you need to protect your children. And you need to understand that it's not your fault.
For more information on the Women in Need of Services Support Group, visit our website, WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.